Brilliance Audio presents Love is Murder, edited by Sandra Brown, performed by Christopher Lane and Shannon McManus. In spite of the cacophony under the marble dome of Antwerp's central station, Donovan Rush heard the distinct tap of high heels about 10 feet behind him. The main terminal echoed with 100 different languages and shook with the shrill whine of high-speed train brakes on the platform levels. But the music of that familiar feminine drumbeat reached his ears and slowed his step. The footsteps grew closer, preceded by a whiff of peppery perfume, a whisper of a silky sleeve, a subtle clearing of a woman's throat, and she passed him without a glance. But he stole one, and then stayed 2 strides behind her just for the fun of it. Mahogany waves, clipped in a careful French twist, revealed a slender column of a neck, squared but narrow shoulders casually draped in a blood-red scarf, hip-hugging black leather pants molded to a heartbreaker of a backside then tapered over long, lean thighs. And then there were the noise-making shoes. 5 inches if they were a centimeter, platforms, open toes, and little silver buckles that he'd like to unfasten with his teeth. Deadly. Too bad he'd only be in Antwerp for the brief hour it would take to pass security at the Bures Vordia Monthandel, meet with the client's sightholder, take delivery of $2 million worth of rough-cut diamonds, and get back on the Thalys for the return trip to Paris. There was no time for lovelies clad in leather, especially when his boss had sent a text from New York just moments ago, reminding him that the client for this routine diamond drop, Boisvert Jewelers, was run by a CEO who evidently did not tolerate tardiness. Lucy Sharp had ended her brief text with 3 simple words, "Don't be late." When the owner of the Bullet Catchers, and queen of understatement, issued a warning like that, no one who wanted to keep his job with her elite security firm would dare disobey, especially not because he was, sightseeing. The woman in front of him slowed almost imperceptibly, glancing to her left, then quickly pretending she hadn't. Donovan did the same, noticing a man outside a cafe entrance, a cell phone to his ear, but his gaze on the letters as well. That made him human, since Donovan would guess that most male eyes in the terminal would take the same trip his had. But the highly trained bodyguard in him noticed the woman's hesitation, the change in her heel-to-toe tempo, and the aura of awareness that shot up around her. She shifted to the right just as the man ended his call. When he took a single step forward, she turned on one of those spikes and beelined in the opposite direction. The heels clicked into a trot. The gold-embellished station clock read 21 minutes to 10. Donovan had been doing the Antwerp diamond drops long enough to know he needed 12 minutes to clear security at the Bourse and 2 minutes to cross the cobblestone street that led there. That left 7 minutes to follow his instinct, and a woman who'd just upped her speed from purposeful to petrified. The man hustled toward her, small and spare and quick on his feet, smoky gray eyes locked on the lady, one hand in the pocket of a loose-fitting jacket. With the reassuring weight of a Glock under his sport jacket, Donovan kept his attention evenly divided between the two people. She took a sharp left toward stairs leading to the upper-level train platforms, snaking her way through the crowd with a quick burst of speed. She paused once to glance over her shoulder, her gaze locking on Donovan's for a split second before she looked away. At the top of the stairs, she blended in with a pack of travelers on the train platform, but Donovan kept sight of the ruby scarf. So did the other man, who attempted the same maneuver up the stairs but didn't nail it as gracefully as the woman. His failure let Donovan get right behind him and stay there. Leather Lady was on a tear now, running down the platform as the scream of the next high-speed train reverberated through the second level's glass-domed ceiling. She spun around, giving Donovan his first chance to really see her face. Normally, he'd register the contours of beauty, the appeal of every feature from a whisper of a widow's peak to a shadow of a cleft in her chin. But this wasn't normal. That expression of raw, ripe terror was not normal.